The Montenegrin guitar duo performing the circus music Opus 54 by Carlo Domeniconi. You're listening to a special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring some of the more unusual pieces of the guitar repertory this week. This is the intermezzo from La Boda de Luis Alonso by Jimenez in this over-the-top performance by Kazuhito Yamashita.
Thank you.
Kazuhito Yamashita performing La Boda de Luis Alonso by Jimenez. You're listening to a special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Next is the LA Guitar Quartet performing their parody on Paco Bell's canon, titled Paco Bell's Loose Canon. LA Guitar Quartet founding member Scott Tennant spoke about their recording.
One day at rehearsal, we were just spent, and we had like a couple hours to go, and we just started sitting down, goofing off, which was what happens when the espresso machine is not working at one of our houses. And so, you know, one of us starts playing the chord progression and we just start improvising. And then we just goofing off, well, what if it was country? What if it was reggae? What if it was punk? What if it was, disco, funk, retro or something? And we thought, you know, this could be kind of fun. And so each one of us was responsible for coming up with one or two variations.
And you got the banjo job.
I got the banjo job. I wanted the banjo job. Yeah, are you kidding? And it's actually a cheat. It's a banjo, but they call it a guitarjo. It's a six-string banjo that's tuned like a guitar. Or at least I tuned it like a guitar. So because I learned to fake these banjo licks with guitar tuning, I convinced the record company, which was, it's still pretty conservative, I convinced them to let me use a banjo. And I went and I borrowed this thing. And it was a lot of fun. It was just a blast.
Thank you.
Michael Bell's Loose Cannon, performed by the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. We're highlighting humor and music on this special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. This is a flamenco piece by Marcos Teixeira titled El Camino, performed by the Pimenteira Flamenco Guitar Duo.
Thank you.
The Pimenteira Flamenco Guitar Duo performing El Camino by Marcos Teixeira. You're listening to a special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Next is a guitar concerto based on the theme song to the Mr. Ed TV show, as recorded by Scott Tennant. Scott Tennant spoke about the project.
That was a lot of fun, and I'm glad I did it. A lot of people don't know I did it. Delos had these projects. What were they? Mozart TV was one of them, where these TV themes were arranged in the styles of different composers. I did, with the Hollywood Pickup Orchestra, it was called the Hollywood Orchestra, the Hollywood Symphony or something, which one of the best orchestras I've ever heard, actually. These pickup people in L.A. are just amazing. And this guy arranged the Mr. Ed theme in the style of Rodrigo, of a Rodrigo concerto. But they were fun. And one time I got this message from Pepe Romero. I came home from a tour, and there was a message waiting. And it was Pepe. And he's saying, Scott, you know, I was just... he was calling long distance from, like, Chicago O'Hare or something. He was waiting for a plane. He says, you know, I'm here in Chicago. I was just using the bathroom, and I hear guitar on the music above my head. And I think, it's me, but it's not me. And is it Rodrigo? No, but it's me. And I'm thinking, and then he goes on with this message, and he thinks it's the most humorous thing. He goes, and then I realize that it's the theme to Mr. Ed. And I'm thinking, what? Who is this clown doing this? Because it's very Spanish, and you know, and then it sounded like Pepe, I guess, to a degree. And he was saying, then I realized it was you. He just called me to commend me on it, you know. But yeah, you know, I got thumbs up from Pepe, the Rodrigo King.
Scott Tennant and the Hollywood Chamber Symphony in the theme to the Mr. Ed TV show. We'll close this special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with the Hoedown from the Americana Suite by John Duart. It's performed by the Prague Guitar Quartet. closing this special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard the Prague Guitar Quartet performing the Hoedown from the Americana Suite by John Duert. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker and James Stroud in the James Stroud Classical Guitar Competition, and by Sheldon Ehrlich, author of the book A Collection of Fine Spanish Guitars from Torres to the Present from Sunny Knoll Publishing, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations. Our other projects include film and television content for PBS stations, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced in association with KMFA Radio in Austin, Texas, with additional sound engineering by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find a link to our podcast there and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.